This article explores how post-truth politics undermines legal epistemology and erodes the role of legal facts in polarized democratic societies. Using a scientific narrative review and descriptive analysis method, this study synthesizes interdisciplinary literature from legal theory, political philosophy, media studies, and epistemology published between 2020 and 2024. Relevant peer-reviewed journal articles, legal commentaries, and philosophical texts were selected to examine the influence of post-truth dynamics on legal reasoning. The analysis focused on conceptual clarification. Comparative case studies from countries such as the United States, Brazil, Hungary, and the United Kingdom, and critical reflection on mechanisms such as judicial politicization, manipulation of evidence, expert delegitimization, and the impact of algorithmic media systems. The findings reveal that legal systems in polarized democracies are increasingly susceptible to epistemic fragmentation, where multiple conflicting narratives replace a shared understanding of legal facts. The ideal of objectivity in judicial reasoning is collapsing under political pressure, and proof standards are becoming inconsistent due to ideological polarization and cognitive biases. Media trials and disinformation campaigns further distort public understanding of legal outcomes. These dynamics collectively weaken public trust in legal institutions and challenge the ability of courts to function as neutral, evidence-based arbiters. However, the study also identifies pathways for institutional and educational reform, including reinforcing judicial independence, integrating media literacy and epistemology into legal education, enhancing procedural safeguards, and promoting transnational cooperation against disinformation. The post-truth era presents a serious threat to the epistemological foundations of law. To protect the integrity of legal systems, democratic societies must adopt comprehensive strategies that reaffirm truth-seeking as a central value in legal practice and discourse.